East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Durban's 1860 Heritage Centre says it's now using digital technology to preserve historical artefacts for future generations. The museum's director, Selvan Naidu, says the centre's begun a digitisation process. He says the move's aimed at safeguarding the museum's collections in a province that remains vulnerable to climate-related disasters. He says they include a host of documents on indenture.
And we've since been able to help people trace their roots back to India through those particular archival documents. But beyond that, with regard to the archives, we recently started documenting and digitizing collections, correspondence of struggle veterans, people like Judge Thamba Pillay, Sunny Singh, George Supersart, and a whole host of others.
Naidu says it's also an important way of preserving history and heritage in the digital age.
We've had something like about 100,000 documents documented and digitized. So that will soon be available on a public portal, available free to researchers, so that we're able to constantly be able to tell many of these stories from the history of indenture through to the freedom struggle and cultural endeavors as part of the growing digitization process.
An international relations expert has weighed in on the escalating diplomatic tensions between South Africa and the United States. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has confirmed we won't be invited to next year's G20 summit in Miami. Pretoria has also been excluded from the first meeting of Sherpas this month. Pretoria, which this week handed over the presidency of the G20 to Washington, has been criticized for having what the U.S. calls a radical agenda and a tolerance for violence against Afrikaners. Rubio says under the presidency, the G20 will return to what he's referred to as real reforms. International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola has responded, saying no single member of the G20 has the right to shut another member out. Brooke Spector is a former U.S. diplomat and an associate editor at the Daily Maverick.
So the Trump administration saw the most recent G20 as a kind of international version of the very things that they disliked in America on an individual national basis, and that led to the boycott that we saw. And the Trump version of the G20 is to return it to its original nature, which was solely related to issues of economics and international finance. And in the process to, let's be clear, to punish South Africa by not including them.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa won't ask other nations to boycott the G20. And we can expect to hear more testimony from Police Minister Senzo Mlungu, who makes a return to the Matlanga Commission today. Mlungu, who was placed on special leave, yesterday defended the decision to disband the Political Killings Task Team, calling the move unavoidable. Newswatch's Anastasia Mokubo reports.
Commission Chairperson Mbuyisele Madlanga pressed Mukunu on why the PKTT was the first task team he decided to dissolve. The minister argued the unit had been operating for nearly 7 years and that its financial burden was no longer sustainable.
If there was any other task team that came, and I'm sure there would have been another that would have come later on, but it was this one that caught our attention and we then discuss it.
He told the commission that there was never value for money in the task team from the beginning. Anastasia Mokgobo, Jacaranda News Watch, Pretoria.
Durban 30 today, Maritzburg 34, Richards Bay 33. For the News Watch team, I'm Natara Nadesa.
And coming up in your sports, Orlando Pirates head to Polokwane to face Maruma in the Calling knockout final. The Hollywood Bed Sharks kick off their EPCR campaign against Toulouse, and Australia lose head for 38 and go into lunch on 128 for one.